Good morning to my listeners here in the United States and around the world. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. It is Saturday, May 4th, 2019. Let's get started. So today, there's been a lot of things that's been going on in Washington, D.C. As you well know, the whole release of the Mueller report, and now congressional Democratic leaders are fighting AG Attorney General U.S. Attorney General William Barr on releasing the full unredacted Mueller report. AG Barr testified on Wednesday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, but he skipped out when he was ordered to testify for the House Judiciary Committee. So the Democrats, with the possibility of potential impeachment of Donald Trump, is now looking into other methods that they can use to subpoena Bill Barr to come in to testify. So what do I mean by this? What I mean is, I just found out, this is breaking news, I just found out that William Barr, the U.S. Attorney General, has the power to arrest people that are coming to want him to be either arrested by the sergeant of arms, or to be he can he has the power to arrest the people that are coming after him in this whole Mueller report situation. This government that we're in is a state of chaos. It's so dysfunction. Everything starting from the president all the way to the people who work for him, the whether it's Sarah Sanders or Kellyanne Conway. And this is something that I never saw before all of my years covering politics. And another thing too that I want to mention to my listeners, that there was an hour-long phone call between Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. And they talked about the situation that's going on in Venezuela. The situation that's going on in Venezuela is you have the president, Nicolas Maduro, is being backed by Russian sympathizers. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Russia sympathizers in our hemisphere. Russia has built the state-of-the-art military bases in Venezuela. They have also built sophisticated technology with their air force, with their submarines. They are testing nuclear weapons as we speak by submarine in our hemisphere. And this is the perfect time for them to move in to the United States, because the United States is so dysfunctional. And we have Donald Trump, who is so sympathetic and complicit to every demand that Vladimir Putin has said. So now, where do we go? This is a situation, folks, that we cannot turn off. Things are about to get real. If you look at the images of what happened in Venezuela with the people that are rising against the government, it's going to happen here in this country. It's going to be a civil war like no other, none that we have never seen. Innocent people are going to die. Innocent children are going to die. Your loved ones are the targets. So we really just don't know. We don't know how these things are going to turn out. But I will say, we have to be very mindful and pay close attention to what's going on. This is something that I didn't think I would ever see in my lifetime, where we have a government this dysfunctional that is allowing our enemies to to, how could I say it? To overtake us. And this is just my opinion. America is not the superpower like we once were. Yes, at one point in time, we had the sophisticated weaponry, the highest standard of technology when it comes to our military. But now you have these other countries that are mobilizing and galvanizing too, that is strengthening their military, strengthening their troops. China has the largest army in the world of 30 million troops, and they're probably a lot bigger. And if you've been noticing, the communist regimes, Russia, China, North Korea, have all have this super PAC where they are a coalition to fight against the United States and against NATO. Now, I don't pretend to know everything, but we're going to step into another dimension here. With this release of the Mueller report, it's caused a rift not only between the citizens of this country, but it's also caused a rift between U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. When you look at the report clearly lays out indication that there was collusion between or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians. There's been over 140 contacts. There's been over 80 indictments and over 40 people being arrested and charged. In fact, Michael Cohen starts his 3-year sentence on Monday. What do I mean by this? We also have another investigation going on with the Southern District of New York that is looking into Donald Trump's finances, whether it's Citibank, Bank of America, JP Morgan and Chase, Deutsche Bank. The House congressional leaders have subpoenaed financial records from these banks. And if you notice, since Donald Trump announced that he was running for president and then he won president, he has said that my taxes are under audit. Why are you lying? Why are you trying to keep the truth from people? Because there's something that you don't want us to find. There's something that he is trying to hide. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has conducted his investigation, a 22-month investigation, a $35 million cost to investigate to see if there was anything suspicious going on between the Russians and the Trump campaign. But if you look at this report, even the Republicans know that this report is so detailed. The dates, the times, the emails, the people that were implicated, the people that were indicted, the timelines, Paul Manafort sharing polling data with a Russian agent. And this is something that is very odd, something that has never happened before in our democracy. And when things start hitting the fan and more revelations are coming out, we're going to see something implode here in the United States. And this is something that we need to be worried about, because William Barr has the power to arrest people, to arrest the people that are wanting to investigate it. We have to bear watch and witness the events that is going to unfold here in this country. There are secrets that they do not want you to know. There are secrets that they don't want you to know. The secrets are is the people that you see in Washington are just the puppets of the puppet masters. And with the power of the secret society and the Illuminati and the Freemasonry, they have the power to enforce these laws, and they have the power to make sure that these leaders who are being programmed by MKUltra mind control techniques still carry out their mission, still carry out their orders. You look at a lot of your celebrities, you look at a lot of your sports athletes, your politicians, your music stars, all of these people are under MKUltra mind control hypnosis. This is not a theory. The conspiracy is real. And I've based the later parts of my life on doing research about certain individuals, doing research about the government, doing research about what the New World Order agenda is. Agenda 21. Agenda 21 means to feminize all the men, especially the black men, in this country. And while you are sitting up there listening to the lyrics of this age music, music has radio waves that travel to the mind. It programs the mind, what you see on television. Your mind is also programmed on what foods to eat. This synthetic stuff that they're feeding us out here is killing us. High blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, other medical conditions. It's a way of population control. And frankly, when it comes to law enforcement is the most dangerous gang in the world. The police are a gang. The CIA is a gang. The FBI is a gang. The government is a gang to keep people, i.e. black people, black and brown people in this country in control. And they do these things to make sure that black and brown people in this country shows no sign of resistance. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can research all of the information on your own. But these are some of the things that I found out just by doing my own research, doing my own intellectual gathering. And we are in a state of carnage right now. If you look back at the events that took place in World War II, it's piece by piece. What happened there is happening here in America. We have a civil war that is going on in Venezuela, which is forcing some of the immigrants and the refugees to Mexico. And those people that are refugees are trying to flee from war-torn countries. And they're trying to come here. And they're being persecuted and killed and imprisoned just because of what they look like. You have these so-called Christian people, religious people, that sit up in these churches each and every Sunday. And they want to go there thinking that their slate is clean. They want to go there thinking that they are holier than thou. And all of a sudden, these people support Donald Trump. They hate the people that are black and brown, the people who are at the border. What would you do if there was a war that escalated here in this country? What would you do? You would flee too. You would want to get out. Especially if someone's trying to kill you. This is a difficult time in America where the Bilderbergs, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all these people who are part of this secret society. They have a casting couch in Hollywood where in order for you, and I'm in the entertainment industry, I'm a musician. If you want to further your career, there are certain things that you're going to have to do. There are certain sacrifices that you're going to have to make. If you want to reach fame and the fortune, you're going to have to sacrifice somebody in your family. You're going to have to sacrifice your dignity. And there's these rituals, these skull and bone rituals that you have to go through if you want to be successful. Now, I know some of you is going to be thinking, no, that's not true. They made it strictly based off the talent. Well, let me tell you something. In the music industry, it's 90% business, 10% talent. It's not about the talent. I'm not trying to be a hater or anything. It's not about the talent. It's about, are you willing to sell your soul in order to gain the riches and glory? And when you look at the people who were just banned from social media, Milo Yiannopoulos, however you say his last name, Paul Nalen, Alex Jones from InfoWars, and Farrakhan, Minister Louis Farrakhan. These people are government agents. These people are puppets of the secret society that are going through the MK Ultra mind control. Actually, what they're doing is they're being reprogrammed because they got chips in them. You know, the little chips, the same type of chips that they put into babies when they're born, the same type of chips that they put in people like they did back in World War II. The same type of chips that they're wanting to put in you so they can monitor your every move, so they can see what you do. And these people are being blackballed. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever social media they have, they've taken all of their accounts off. Why don't you take Donald Trump's off too? They're not going to do that because Donald Trump is in with the elites. You have to pay attention, folks, on what's going on here. I don't know how long I'm able to do these podcast shows, but my job and my obligation is to inform you as the people, is to inform you on what's going on, to bring you the news first. And I appreciate you allowing me to do that. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. You can find my shows. You can follow me on Instagram at CI News Media, Twitter at CI News Media, Facebook.com/CI News Media. If you also want to make a pledge, you can make your $5 pledge, $1 pledge. It doesn't matter. And all donations are welcome to patreon.com/Cobra Immortal. You can also make your donation to paypal.com/Cobra Immortal1@gmail.com. It's your host, CI, for CI Radio News Podcast Show. To my listeners here in the United States and around the world, have a great weekend.